All right, we are recording and we are live. Zach Kellogg and Chris Dermer live in the studio for the Vandal Scoreboard bite-sized edition this week. We got
We said that last week, but this week it will be bite-sized.
Okay, last week we were like bite-sized. We had an hour to kill, but this week we have like half an hour, if that, just to knock this thing out. But you know what, Chris, let's just jump right into it. Idaho men's basketball starting their final homestand of the season against Weber State tonight. This is being recorded on Thursday against the Weber State Wildcats and Jarek Harding.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's the battle of the two best scorers in the Big Sky, Jarek Harding versus Trayvon Allen. If the cards play right, we should see a great battle between these two guards. Jarek Harding, very, very crafty around the rim.
Yep.
Really great. But he's not afraid to shoot it either. So, and then we both know what Trayvon Allen's capable of doing. We see it
a little bit of everything,
on a
time-to-time
basis. Yeah. But the big question will be, can the other guys on the Vandals step up? There's a good possibility there will be no Jack Wilson tonight.
Yep.
He's been day-to-day.
With that back injury, right, is what it was. Yeah.
So, one man down for one of our bigs, but it should be interesting. Should be a fun game.
Yeah, I really the injuries, I think, are one of the main points that what will be remembered from this season. Because there's a lot of talent on this team. It's just who can stay healthy and, honestly, consistency. It's a lot similar to last year in that sense, although I feel like this team is overall better connected compared to last season's.
Definitely.
But, yeah, like Jack Wilson – is it just me, or has he just looked like he's dropped some like serious weight this year? Because when he first came in, he looked like a
Definitely, he looks like he has
like he's just gotten a lot leaner with it. But I feel like he's just gotten a little more injury prone since then. So I think maybe going to the summer, giving the Scott Blakeney treatment that he was on of just like, all right, you're eating 4,000 calories a day, and we're bulking you up, and you're going to be the biggest guy in the Big Sky. I think that might be the best approach for him, because that's one thing, is that I know they want to try and run in transition more for men's basketball, that is, and, get the ball right off the rebound and just, push it ahead to the bigs and stuff. But I just don't feel like Jack Wilson or, like, Scott Blake, maybe more Scott than Jack, but I don't think he's really that type of player.
Yeah.
He's a back to the basket, let him do that. He needs to work on that touch, because he leaves a lot of shots short also on the block as well.
Yeah, I think just in general, all the Idaho Bigs need to step up these final two games and going into the Big Sky tournament. They've been kind of, like we've talked about before, they've kind of disappeared in a lot of ways.
Especially from when compared at the start, we were like, oh, Scott's an animal now. Like, where has this Scott been? And now he's kind of gone back to, not having that almost, like I said, a junkyard dog mentality to where he would just go crazy and he would just be bullying his way down low. But now it just doesn't seem like it's the same guy.
Yeah, I mean, it'll help out Trayvon as well, because, the game plan going into Idaho will just have to be stop Trayvon Allen. If you stop Trayvon Allen, 9 chances out of 10, you win. So, but if some of these other guys start stepping up, and as we've seen lately, young guy Gabe Cornett, he's been stepping up as of late. Damon Thacker,
I was about to say Damon Thacker, probably the second best player on this team this season.
Definitely, trying to help out Trayvon. But like I said, too, this team goes as far as Trayvon takes it. So at the start of the season, it didn't seem that way, but unfortunately, as of late, it just seems that he's got to right the ship on this one. So.
Yeah, and like you said, Trayvon is the man on this team. Yep. We knew this coming into last season. It's just kind of hard when you have a team that's not built around a guy, but you're asking him to really step up in a lot of ways to do everything. It's almost as if it's like a not saying that, this is just kind of a comparison of a player. Like, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, he is a guy who can shoot the three ball, so they surround him with shooters and rebounders, and they play that small ball, but guys who can also shoot. For Trayvon, they don't really kind of go by any philosophy. They're just kind of like, all right, we have a good group of players, but the play styles don't always match up, because for, like, Markell and Jabari, maybe more Markell, it's a very drive to the basket and go inside the lane. Mm-hmm. While for Damon and Gabe Quinnett, it's more shoot the outside. And like Quentin Forrest is also a very inside-centric player. Same with Babacar, Jack, and Scott.
Yep.
So it's like you don't have a lot of outside shooting, but at the same time, you want to try it. They're all of them here to the green light when they have the three ball, and they all just try and force it down into the lane. It's like, I feel there just has to be kind of a change in the direction of this team, honestly, in terms of just kind of what is the offense coming in these last few games? Because as we saw this last week, what they're trying to do isn't working against Southern Utah and Northern Colorado.
Yeah, Idaho just simply just always looks dysfunctional on the offensive end. Like, there's no real rhythm. There's no real way of, like you're saying, a philosophy kind of way. So, I think that's something now that Zach, you know, Coach Claus is going to have to implement definitely in this offseason and try to build around, you know, now that you're not going to have Trayvon. So now that you can't rely on, at least you know that one guy is going to be an automatic bucket.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now? So.
Yeah, and I like I said, there's a lot of talent on this team. Even next year when we have, like, because, you know, every year it's some people might transfer, you might get new guys in, just kind of depends on that. But regardless, it's who, like, what is the plan going from here? Because, like we just said, it hasn't been working.
Mm-hmm.
But now that head coach Zach Claus, as he has officially been hired now, like you said, give him the offseason. Let him try and get an offense together, because I feel like now he's just trying to kind of maybe piggyback off of what Verlin had in terms of that philosophy, in terms of that offense, because that's just kind of how things were. It's hard to put together an offensive game plan a month before the season or whatever. So I think, you know, this offseason, Coach Claus and the coaching staff just need to go through and just be like, all right, we're redoing the offense. We're going to figure out what we have and how this is going to happen going forward. Because, once again, they have the talent, but over these last couple years, it just kind of looks like they'll start a set or they'll start a play. 10 seconds in, you'll hear him calling out zero and just go into that dribble handoff on the wing and get it to Trayvon, let him do his thing. It's like, that just doesn't work. You can't win long term unless you literally have a LeBron James, a Kawhi Leonard, and even then, if you have a guy who can just do everything one on one, he can only do that for so long. So that's just my thoughts on that. And I'm just not kind of sure I have no idea what's going to happen to this team in these last few games, because we can saw they can beat some of the best teams in the conference and hang with them, like we saw at the start of the season, or they can get blown out by 30, 40 points by some average teams.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Weber State, Idaho State are, you know, just 1-2 ahead of Idaho there at the bottom of the Big Sky rankings. So, you know, theoretically, you should think Idaho has a good chance of, you know, getting these last two wins at home, but same time, you never know what you're going to expect out of these Vandals.
Yeah, and I hope for a win. I mean, I'm excited. Sure. Let's see what happens. Because
I hope they send out Trayvon and Quentin Forrest out the right way. So.
I mean, it's just kind of a roll of the dice. I'm excited to see what happens. Honestly, I've had more fun in some of the games this year where the Vandals, you know, were actually competitive than I did last season, outside of those two conference wins I think they had. But overall, I'm excited to see what they do against Weber State. But the Idaho women in Pocatello tomorrow on Friday. What is that, March 6th? They were playing in the Battle of the Domes. They picked up the win on Wednesday against Weber State in pretty commanding fashion.
Yep.
And once
solidified
again,
that second seed, too, now. So
they're locked in as the number two seed. They get that first-round bye. Coach Sanford, the associate head coach for women's basketball at UI, said, you know, that bye is huge. And the times I've talked to her of, you know what? We now have a day to take a break, rest up, watch everyone else and see if they're adding anything new come tournament time, and they're going to be ready. And with Newley, I have no reason to doubt that this team is not going to be ready come day one of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, just after losing the Splashers, we've said it multiple times on this podcast.
We've said it here, on everywhere
else, that it was going to, like, we knew they'd be competitive, but we didn't know how much it would hurt them.
Yeah.
I was expecting going into the season they'd be like a 4 or 5, you know,
Mid-level
Big Sky team, but still very competitive. No, they're just the second best team in the Big Sky now. So,
and even then,
and for a good while, they had a chance to still win the Big Sky the regular season.
And
title.
Really, Montana State caught lightning in a bottle.
Yes.
One conference loss. Can you guess who that came to, though?
It's not Idaho, is it?
It is Idaho.
It is Idaho.
It was
okay, I'm pretty sure we.
It was
beat
that
Montana
double
State
OT thriller in Bozeman. That is the only conference loss, I believe, up to this point for Montana State.
It's interesting this year, too, because every year that I've been, you know, watching the women's team, it's been Northern Colorado that's been the kryptonite.
Yep.
And they don't really have to worry about Northern Colorado this. Maybe, you know, but you never know what's going to happen in March.
I mean, yeah, it's like they lost them in another double OT.
You never know.
And
like I said, this team's been here before, but at the same time, having different roles and not being expected as much in the past, but they are now with but at the same time, Lizzie Klinker, man, is going on a tear these past
days.
She, yeah. I mean, this whole month of February, really, she's just been lights out. And now these past few weeks as well, you know, we both saw what she was capable of on senior day.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and it's so much fun to watch. And, you know, I just want to see how far, like, who knows? I think the Vandals have a good chance of going and playing in March Madness.
Oh, no, yeah. I agree as well. I mean,
I think whatever happens at this point is a win in their book.
I mean, yeah, coming off of last season, they were projected to finish third, I believe, in the conference.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they were projected to finish high, and they lived up to those expectations. Mm-hmm. And I think overall, Coach Neely did a tremendous job in pivoting this team and kind of giving the reins to Coach Sanford and being like, all right, we could outscore teams every given night, but we have to play defense now. And everyone bought in. The defense has been outstanding. Having the leadership of, you know, Izzy Haddon and Lizzie Klinker as seniors, but Gina Markson being a sophomore and already having this kind of leadership quality and playing almost 40 minutes a game, she's leading the Big Sky in minutes by far and in three-pointers made a game. So
the scary part, too, it seems like the offense is finally starting to click at, like, the perfect time.
No, and that's the thing is that they always feel like they peak in February, and then March comes, and it's like, oh, crap, what do we do now?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Beyonce B is one of the best recruits we've had here in a while, I would say. Really, for Coach Neely, every recruit seems like one of the best recruits we've had here in a while. And, honestly, Gina Markson, I can't wait to see what she does in her last two seasons and the end of this season. Beyonce B, Haley Christopher, Chance Pulliam has been starting a ton this season. I haven't even – there's just so much talent on this team. It's hard to really hit on every single person.
Definitely. Because
it seems like just really anyone could go off for 15 points. Because even Janie King, she's getting more playing time. She had five threes, I believe, against Weber State.
Yeah, I mean – and then, you know, there's the Klinker sisters. Like
the Klinker sisters.
There's
yeah.
Natalie as well, which she always brings to the table night in, night out. So
Allison Kirby.
Kirby.
She's getting healthy.
She's getting healthy. The tenacity she brings on the defensive end and just the – they're all playing great.
Yeah.
As simple as that. They're all playing great at the perfect time of the season. So it's going to be an interesting few weeks.
And so, yeah, once again, Vandal scoreboard, Zach Kellogg, Chris Dermer. This is pretty much our Idaho-centric episode this week, and we are just going to be – just looking at the Vandals and see how they're doing. And just real quick, also, you can check some stories we did out. Chris did one on Quentin Forrest, a graduate transfer for men's basketball for Inside the Vandals. It should be up on social media sometime later today. So if you type in Quentin Forrest, Idaho men's basketball.
Oh, really?
I believe. Or we're going to try
later today.
I think we're going to try and get on YouTube as well here very soon. Myself, Zach Kellogg, did a video on Trayvon Allen.
Yes. I'm excited to see that one. I didn't see the finished product yet.
I got some good B-roll in there, and I think
it
turned out pretty well.
I'm excited for it.
And then we also got a new edition of Full Court Press, where Chris took some inspiration from 94 Feet. Full Court walking interview with star players from around UI, and he had Trayvon Allen this week. So go check that out when you can. But
my last ever interview with Trayvon Allen.
That's crazy.
Yep. It's crazy. I remember interviewing for the first time as a freshman for the Argonaut.
Yeah.
And just to see how much he has grown over these past 4 years.
He really bulked up this year.
Yeah.
Like, even looking at footage of him from, like, last year, he was a pretty scrawny guy, and he just – it's going to be weird not
to
see –
translated out on the court. Yeah, it's going to be weird not seeing out on the court because he's been here as long as I've been here. So,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be – I can't even – this is just a weird feeling when you have, like – we've said this before. When you have the athletes and their time is kind of coming to an end, being a Vandal – it's just kind of, all right, everything's just going to keep on rolling. What's going to happen next year? Who's going to be the man? We'll just have to wait and see. I guess, you know, let's just kind of, once again, keep it kind of focused on the Vandals. I mean, the spring game for Idaho football is coming up here very soon. Just about a month away, I believe, is April 17th. I believe is what the date has been set as. I want to get your thoughts on. I want to get your thoughts on this. Going in with right now, who would you say is the more locked in person at quarterback, Colton Richardson or Nikhil Nair or a possible newcomer coming in and stealing that starting job?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be either one of them. I think it's going to be Boudry, the grad transfer from UConn. That would be ridiculous. If why would Petrino go through all that to still stick with Nikhil or Colton Richardson?
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be either one of them. We have our guy in Boudry, so I think it's going to be him with the job.
See, I think it's going to be Colton.
Really?
I think this is what's going to happen. I think Petrino's going to – I think Colton, I think he's going to do everything he can this offseason to prove that he can be the starting man, and I think that it just might happen because as we see with Petrino, when he wants to roll with someone and he likes him, he'll roll with him for a couple years as we saw with Mason.
Yeah.
And so I think with Colton, it's just staying healthy at this point because when Colton's healthy, he can really throw for 320 yards and a couple touchdowns if you allow him to go in that air raid offense, which I think the Vandals won't be able to do as much next season. But I think that Colton Richardson will win out the starting job ultimately. But I agree with you. Bringing in that guy from UConn, he didn't just bring him in for no reason. He brought him in to try and get the starting job. But I think he's going to ultimately
I don't even think there's going to be a competition.
Really?
I really don't think there's a competition. I think it's this
really?
Guy from UConn. I don't think there's a competition at all this offseason. No. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's something that the Vandals need. It's been
two, three years
with these – with the quarterback competition and not knowing who the starting guy is going to be going into week one. So, and that's making the offense dysfunctional. And
heck, week
I think
one,
at the end of the day,
like
it's going to be,
we still don't know who the starting guy is.
Yeah, I think this guy has what it takes to lead and has the frame of work. So, I think it's his job to lose.
But no, so you're saying just that he's going to be the starting man.
Yeah.
It's going to be an easy win for him. Essentially just kind of,
I don't
think it's going to be that simple. I don't think it's going to be that easy. I don't know what it is. Like,
Nikhil, no, there's no way.
Yeah,
there's
Nikhil,
no way.
I just kind of want to throw that name out there since he was the third stringer. But
no, but Colton, there's like maybe a 10% chance with Colton. That's
I think it's more like 60-40. Or like, actually, I think it's more like 60-40 or 50-50.
No.
Because even then, I give Colton a pretty fair shot. I'm not giving him the favorite odds, but I say...
No.
He's got a good shot to get
I'd be shocked if Colton
really?
Starts week one, yeah.
But
I'd
would
be
you,
shocked.
Would you really be surprised if Petrino picked him, though?
I wouldn't be. I mean, I would be surprised if he picked him, yeah.
Really?
I would be surprised.
I'm not going to be surprised at all because I do – like, I don't know what – it's really just kind of the model of what I've seen with him is that he will ride with the guys who are more established. He's seen more years of tape on them.
That's the thing. This grad transfer can't get – more established enough, I don't think. So
I'm just talking about within Petrino's system. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, within – because, like, I mean, even so last year, the guys who came in as transfers from Boise State and all these other schools, they kind of peaced out after a while because they weren't kind of, you know, just kind of getting mm-hmm. in the Petrino system. So I think it's going to be the guys who are sticking – the guy who's been here in Moscow, Colton Richardson, is going to be the guy who's going to get that job. I don't think it's going to work out.
No.
But
no,
I just think
not,
that's what
I don't think.
I think that's where Petrino's going to be leading.
That'd be really stupid on Petrino's end, because I mean, for the past 2 years, you know, Richardson and Petrino have both showed signs, but at the same time,
never been consistent,
and unfortunately, neither one of them were the answer. So
yeah.
I think it's time to clean the slate, and I wouldn't be shocked if Colton maybe leaves, you know. Because
okay.
he doesn't get the opportunity. So, and with the other recruits we have coming in for the future,
mm-hmm.
I just don't see Colton Richardson as part of the plans.
So it's just kind of a new era now, which we both talked about this for a couple of years now. We need a new era. We need to turn the page after. I think it's finally time, you know, just kind of the 2016 season happened. It's over. An entirely almost new roster of players are here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just move forward. And I hope you're right. I don't think you are, but I do hope you're right because I agree that it would be probably
really
better.
You really don't think that you really think the Colton Richardson is going to start?
I think he's got a shot. I think Petrino will give him a shot at least for the first 3 weeks and that he will be the starting man come week one. But like I'm saying right now, I don't think that's the right choice. That's what I just think is going to happen.
Okay.
And I want to make that distinction important. Is that, you know,
hold on, I'm trying to pull up some of this stuff from signing day here.
No, yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's just kind of what I
Mike
see
Boudry.
Is happening.
I kept saying Chris Boudry. Mike Boudry from Winter Park, Florida, played at UConn, 6'5", 255 pounds.
Yeah.
I think he's the one.
I hope so. I don't want this to be like a what's his name? Quarterback went to Oregon State.
Yeah, I forgot the name.
Lutton or?
Yeah, something like, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but a guy who, here, he transferred out when you know.
He's playing better.
and he played a pretty successful career. He's at the NFL Combine now. Yeah. And I believe I don't think he'll get drafted, or maybe it'll be a late round pick, but I don't want that situation to happen. Granted, this guy is a grad transfer, but I don't want us to bring him in and, you know, kind of get all this hype up and then prefer not to pick him. But yeah. I do think that's what's going to happen, although I don't want it to happen. All right, and I guess, you know, kind of.
There's one quarterback. There's one other quarterback I wanted to. Ah, yeah. C.J. Jordan. C.J. Jordan, yeah.
C.J. Jordan.
I remember watching tape on this guy once I found out we got him, because I always like to see.
Is he the one? Wait, so where's he from?
C.J. Jordan is, I'm going to make sure, yeah, he's the right. Yep. He's from West Camas, Washington, Union okay. High School. Yeah, he seems like the perfect big sky quarterback.
Really?
Like, he seems like the big sky quarterback that's needed.
He can run.
He can run.
He can throw.
He has a great deep ball.
Is he a freshman coming in?
Yeah, he'll be a freshman coming in. Yep.
That's honestly
6'3", 189. He's a little bit smaller, but he's fast. So I could see him being the future. I could see CJ being the future, and for the meantime, we have Boudry.
Yeah, so yeah, honestly, that I think is the best case scenario. Boudry as this transition guy, and allow CJ to really be this
yep.
guy who takes a year and learns the system and see what happens. But like I said, that's the best case scenario. I don't think it's what's going to happen, though. And is there anything else you want to kind of touch on for Vandal Sports, as, you know, we kind of round this thing out? Because I know it's kind of a light point of the season. I mean, we have tennis in action. They dropped yep. one against Boise State, for the men at least. They're back in action on Friday. I believe they're playing today in Lewiston.
I always want to give a shout-out to Zachary Short. He always is
dominating.
Oh, Zach
Short for track and field.
Track and field. He dominated, I think, once again.
Yeah.
Track championships.
Zach
so.
Short. I want to give a shout-out to Rochelle Mead, Zach Nunes, Ben Doucette. Track and field has got a lot of stellar
yeah.
guys. And I believe the name I can't remember off the top of my head, but Idaho has the Big Sky Freshman of the Year for track and field.
Ooh, really?
We got a woman runner. Can't remember the name off the top of my head, because I saw it on a social post today. Mm-hmm. But I mean, once again, track and field, these other sports outside of the main ones that, you know, frankly don't get talked about enough, which I want to try and do more in the future. It's just kind of, we only got so much time in the day to talk to look at all these sports, and unless I was an SID. And just could, like, literally, it was my job to know everything. It's going to be impossible. But I think I'm excited to see what this track and field team does as well. Especially, like you said, Zach Short, the thrower for this
yep.
team. Probably the best athlete on campus. I think he might go to the NCAA indoor championships again.
Oh,
and then on the
sure.
outdoor, who knows what he can do then. So mm-hmm. I'm excited for that as well. In swim and dive, they were at the WAC championships. I saw overall, they didn't finish as well. I believe they finished 8th or 9th with Northern Arizona, I believe, winning the whole thing. Because
mm-hmm.
because they're in the WAC, because some teams in the Big Sky don't
yeah.
have swim and dive. Yeah, that whole thing. And funny thing, in Houston, they had a water break. I don't know
yep.
if people saw that news, but then on one day, it was just no fans could be in attendance. It was only the swimmers and the media, which
Jeez.
Is so weird because,
yeah.
like, imagine, like, you booked a flight, you were going to go down the last day of to watch your daughter swim, and then they're like, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, that's just wild.
That's it. And then golf is in action as well. They're getting going. I mean,
all spring sports getting
Yeah, all
underway.
The spring sports. It's just, you know, this is kind of the time when we can have a second to breathe
yeah.
after soccer, volleyball, football, and basketball all concluding at the same time.
Yep.
Or
final two games in the calendar for the season.
Cowan Spectrum.
Only a few more years left of Cowan.
Hopefully
Pretty
only
sure.
a year left of Cowan, because they're just going to open that winter 2021.
Really?
Yeah, so it's going to be
one more year left in Cowan.
Yeah.
Bittersweet, I think. Kind of bittersweet.
I like Cowan. It's just like I would prefer the new arena. Like, it's,
yeah.
it's just, you know, that. I mean,
definitely.
I don't mind Cowan. It's nice. It'd
be
nice if people actually,
if
people went to the games.
Yeah, but that's the fear with the new arena. Is just it's
no
going to look even more bare, because, or it's going to rejuvenate spirits because we have this new arena that people want to go and see. So
I
who knows? It can go either way. It can go either way.
Yeah, and once again, I feel like it might look like Sacramento State's the Nest, because sometimes
yeah.
it can look pretty scary empty sometimes. But I think for UI, I hope they market this thing like crazy. They get some promotions going and they really hit the ground running.
Definitely.
Because that's the thing. Everyone has a better time when there's fans at the games.
Yeah.
The players, the fans, the coaches, the band, yeah. Everyone.
They play better, too.
It's just the fans need to go. Because that's one thing I always say. Fans always complain about no one going to the games. You can change that by going to the games.
Yeah.
If you go and you bring, you know, people from your house or you bring your friend group, if 50 people each bring 2 people, guess what? You got a party.
Exactly.
You got a couple hundred people as a student section. You can make some noise. But I'm done ranting about that. Now let's go to our Bob Kustra Awards for the weirdest or kind of iffy sports headline we saw all week. Chris, what do you got?
You know, I'm gonna give it to you first, Zach.
Okay.
I'm gonna hand it over to you first, Zach.
From the Orlando Magic, number 31, Terrence Ross. I believe he had 35 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 turnovers in the loss against the Miami Heat. Really, you can't write a better stat line than that. I like to call that the University of Idaho Rec Basketball Special. All scoring, nothing else. No steals, no blocks, max minutes played. It's really...
Man.
It is really... You go to the rec
it's
center.
It's a sight to see.
It is... Just go down to the rec center. You can see the exact same performance. Maybe
exactly.
Not as good, but you'll see guys try and match that pretty much every single game.
Yep.
And that's my shout out. Terrence Ross, you are living the dream of what every single college intramural player wants to be. So
definitely.
Terrence Ross down in Orlando. Thank you. And thanks for giving Miami a win.
Yeah. You know, also tonight we have the NBA Finals rematch. Warriors-Raptors. Steph Curry returns, which... Don't ask me why. You know, I think the Warriors are now going to win out and get to the playoffs.
Really? You think so? The worst team in the NBA with 13 wins.
Yeah.
So what? What they're 13 and
I don't think
what,
they can
like
win
40?
Out.
40.
Yeah.
So if they did win out, they would still be below 500.
Yeah, I don't think they even have a shot of winning out. But who knows? You know.
Why is Steph playing? Why is Steph Curry, point guard
know.
For the Golden State Warriors?
I don't know.
Playing.
I don't know. There's only a few more weeks left. A month left, really. So
yeah,
who knows? It's interesting. Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins are about to steal the show in the NBA. And
so,
Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I like Jordan Poole, and hopefully he can actually get some. Minutes
I mean, the Warriors are going to be scary again next year. Like it's going because
they're
going to
get Giannis. Just wait. So, but
okay, no, that's not why. They're
I'm
not
kidding.
Gonna get
I was kidding, but I mean, yeah. After Steph broke his hand in the finals last year, I mean.
He didn't break his hand in the finals.
Yeah, I thought it was against the Raptors in the finals he broke it.
No. Steph was fine. Steph didn't have anything wrong with him in the finals. He got hurt beginning of this season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he got hurt beginning of this season.
I forgot about that, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Steve Kerr, if for whatever reason, I like how I just shout out random people and just hope that they are listening to me for whatever reason. If you're listening... Don't play Steph Curry. Don't even think about playing Klay Thompson. Rehab them the rest of the year and come back next season 100% healthy. He goes to be a top seed in the West once again.
Yes.
But this sounds like a thing. It's like Steph comes back, he plays good for 3 games, and then he breaks his leg and he's out. Knock on wood, that doesn't
happen. I think Steph's going to be fine. But at the same time, yeah, I don't think he should come back, but I think he'll be fine and find his way back on the court and – Maybe you get a little bit more dignity back to the Warriors. But at the same time, I don't think you really want that because then you're going to potentially lose having the best pick.
The number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Or the best chances going to the lottery. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't get what the Warriors are doing. Just bench him. I get he wants to play, but the season's lost.
I don't know.
Nothing's going to happen. I mean, I guess you want to pad his Hall of Fame stats,
but
I mean, that'll be all from us. I mean, mainly Idaho sports, but now we'll just kind of wrap it up after our Bob Kustra Awards. Zach Kellogg joined, as always, by Chris Dermer. Chris, give a shout-out to any work you've been doing or your Twitter handle as well.
Yeah, you just check me out, Inside the Vandals. You can check that out on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com, I'm pretty sure. Can you just do YouTube.com/InsideTheVandals?
I believe so. And that's also on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Facebook, Twitter. You know, I'm here as well, Vandal Scoreboard. We're now on... everything except Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fun. Just did the Full Court Press, like Zach was saying earlier, with Trevon Allen, and did a senior piece on Quentin Forrest as well. So, yeah, and my Twitter handle is Chris_Dermer. That's lowercase Chris, and then underscore, and then capital DEREMER. So check me out there as well.
And you can check all my work, Zach Kellogg, at Kellogg, KELLOGG, underscore Zach, ZACK. Yeah, I'll probably retweet a video here and there, but also follow the Vandal Nation on social media and on our website. We're putting out some great content. We got some new writers in. We actually do have a new writer in sports.
Look at that.
Hallelujah. At the Argonaut here at UI, we finally have a new sports writer. The Lord answered my prayers. But outside of that, like Chris is saying, Inside the Vandals, check us out. Our shows are winding down, but we're going to keep putting out feature stories for athletics, you know, or in collaboration with athletics for the rest of the year. So keep your eyes out on that. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you all next week for another edition of the Vandal Scoreboard Podcast. Possible live episode. Ooh. We'll think about it. But thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next time. And remember, go Vandals.
Roll Vandals.